Let me just relate an incident to you. One of our number can't answer these opening questions because he'll know what I'm talking about. So, in a street the other day, and somebody was there, and they were doing some distribution leaflets. Very good Christian leaflets, and I stopped to encourage him. Ah! So he said, yes, I come from another city nearby. I come here quite often. I like to be here. I met somebody just the other day. They were talking about this particular cultural experience they'd had. And I said to them, this isn't very interesting at all. They really ought to not follow this sort of thing at all. How on earth could they be doing this? It was absolute folly. So I told him about this. And what do you think I felt? What do you think I felt? What hadn't he done? Charlotte, you got your arm twitched there. Anybody else? Not you. What couldn't I get in, might you say? Sandy?
You couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Thank you. Absolutely. I couldn't get a word in edgeways. Couldn't. It was just a stream. A stream. A stream of words. And I was sort of, well, I didn't quite sort of go like that, but somewhere inside me I was going like that. Talked and talked and talked. And I'm sure, I can't remember it all, I just kind of gave you a sort of potted version of it and probably added some of my own embellishments in truth there. Very well-meaning, and actually what he said, I'm sure, I can't remember it all. I don't think I, you know, could gather it all in at the time. Very good, accurate, what he was saying. But there was just something missing, that he wasn't really speaking to me, and I don't think he was very interested in anything I might say back to him. He was a bit in his own kind of world there, and just sort of talking to his own kind of satisfaction there. And I couldn't get a word in edgeways. And I was rather afraid that anybody else, I'm a Christian, I'm sure he was too, very well-meaning man, and everything he had there and the leaflets he was giving out, absolutely doctrinally right there. But I rather feared if a non-Christian had perhaps talked to him, I don't know in what way he might have talked to him, that they would have had perhaps a similar experience, and that he wouldn't have done something that is so important that we do, people, when we're in conversation, a word beginning with the letter L. What is that? Molly?
Listen.
Listened. He didn't listen. And as Christians, if we are, it is so important that we listen. Now, we might have, in a sense, the answers to the things they're talking about and know actually more than the people themselves know about them, what's really going on in their hearts and the kinds of things there that they're really fighting against. But it is so important that we listen to them and actually try to understand what this sort of person's about here and what kinds of issues are stirring them and go back to them having listened. And there's something which is very helpful to do with non-Christians, which actually you'll find the Lord Jesus Christ did this, and it is something that we should ask people. I know Stanley's getting asked a lot of these when he sits down with his exams here. Something we should ask a lot of, beginning with the letter Q. Grace.
Questions.
Answering there. Birthday yesterday. Very good. Asking questions of people. Ask them questions. Now, it might be we know the answers to those questions, but it shows them respect. And it actually gives them a chance to think about what am I saying, to think about things sometimes they've never, ever properly thought about. Because, you know, people go through this world not really thinking. They do. They just don't actually ask themselves many questions. And a lot of people think, I've sorted it out, that's the answer there, I've heard enough, I know what it's all about, and they just merrily sail through and end up in hell. They never really thought. They never really asked themselves things. Because sin stopped them asking those questions. And pride of mind and arrogance like that stopped them asking questions. And sometimes, if we ask them questions, not angrily, and not sort of in a way that's kind of trying to catch them out, but gently and respectfully, and then listen, not with that ear, I can't do that one too well, listen to the answers that they give. You can get a long way with people. You need to let them get a word in edgeways. You know, in everything we do, actually, we need to let people get a word in edgeways. And sometimes really good in church life to ask people questions and to find out about people and to ask them things and ask them more things and keep finding out about people like that. So, today, who has been given to the church to help us to do those sorts of things in the world out there? Go on, somebody.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, hasn't he? Given to the church, given to Christians, given the moment actually you become a Christian. You have him then. And now you can grow. Now you can go out there. Now you've got power to speak. You can understand what the message is that you've got to give. You've got power to think as well. Think Christianly. Think in a spiritual way. Think biblically. That you can take the Bible. You can take the example of Jesus Christ now. You can apply things that you've learnt there and do those things in a way you couldn't do and wouldn't want to do as a non-Christian. So that was interesting. Well, the Holy Spirit is working in that man to send him out there in the first place. My question is, where are the churches of this place I was in? They weren't there. He was there, and he had to come from somewhere else to be there. And I pray God will bless that man, and that through what he's doing and his witness, he'll be honoured for that courage and that faith to be there. But maybe he's got to think a little bit more himself about what he's doing and how he's doing it. It's good for us to think too, those of us who are Christians. And if you're not a Christian, you've got to ask yourself those questions too. You've got to turn it round and ask yourself and listen to other people who are Christians, whoever they are. Sunday school lesson in a minute, some of you there, you listen. And others of you, you'll be in here in the main service, you listen. Listen to me, I trust you do. And listen to other Christians around and about you. Listen to what they're saying and teaching you. And listen to what your mums and your dads are telling you and teaching you. So the Holy Spirit is given so we can go out and to preach that gospel and listen and grow and be able to love those people that we're going out to, because that's really important. Actually, if you love people, you will listen to them and you will have that respect for them and try to understand about them and then apply truth and that, because they're all different, they're all sinners, yes, but their sin sort of takes them in slightly different directions and varieties and variations of it. Listen to them, but then you've got opportunities there, because they often will stop then, and they're listening to you, and you can tell them wonderful, wonderful things. So, in college, in school, wherever you are, who knows what opportunities you may yet have. If you do a bit of listening and ask some questions of those folk and then take them perhaps over a period of time, doesn't all happen right there, right then, but over a period of time, who knows how God may use you. After all, if you're a believer, he's given you the Holy Spirit, hasn't he? Let's sing our second hymn. One there is, above all others, that's 155. 155.